welcome into Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. And your Saturday night host, of course, is the former intern of this an unmitigated disaster, Johnny Marino. What's shaking, folks? This is going to be one of the more interesting shows I've ever done, because I got to talk about this Girl Scout. One of the funniest things I have ever seen in my entire life. Not only... we'll get into that a little bit later. We'll talk about the NFL draft, the combine all coming up. I want to get into that. Major League Baseball, I mean, pitchers and catchers are reporting for duty. It's exciting stuff, man. Baseball season's just around the corner. We'll talk a little bit about college hoops, about your bracketology, what my bracket's going to look like. If I were you, do not take my advice, because my bracket is always really bad. However, I did call Butler 2 years ago. Out of nowhere, I said Butler was going to the Final Four, and it worked out for me, surprisingly. I don't know why I picked Butler. I think I watched them play once or twice, but overall, I got that one. I did not get VCU, but I got Butler, so give me credit on that one. We'll talk about the NBA, what's going on. LeBron James, got to give him credit for breaking his nose, rocking the mask, not the first time. We'll talk about him and his problems. And also Space Jam 2, is that really happening? I'm excited. That's my childhood wrapped up in a bundle. We're going to come back, talk about Girl Scouts selling their cookies to somewhere interesting. And I got to say, it's better than selling it outside a supermarket. We're going to come back, take your calls, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here on Sports Overnight America, broadcasting to you live on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Jerry Burke from the Chris Townsend Show, and I'm here to talk about Herb Blossom Express. You've heard me talk about Herb Blossom Express before, and I can't stop raving about it. It is incredible. The American spice, if you're into making homemade soups, if you're into making homemade pasta like I am, the Italian spice with the European garlic, you can't do any better. The Cajun spice, if you're into Cajun food. And, of course, if you love grilling chicken and lamb, the Moroccan spice, it is to die for. And here's something really cool. It all benefits disabled farmers. Benefits disabled farmers. Look, here's what you do. You go to their website. It's herb-blossom.com. That's herb-blossom.com. Right now, for $15, and this includes shipping and handling, you get sample packets of all the herbs, all the spices. This includes the European red garlic. $15. Go to their website. It's herb-blossom.com. That's herb-blossom.com. For the best herbs, spices, and garlic in the history of this or any other known planet, you go to herb-blossom.com. Once again, that's herb-blossom.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute. And a donut with no hole is a Danish."
So long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you.
Just a great song.
Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. First and foremost, why I'm playing Dazed and Confused is I'm a Led Zeppelin fan. Naturally, we are somewhat of a classic rock station here on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. But actually, the main reason why I'm playing this song is because what's going on in Colorado. Now, if you don't know, if you're living under a rock, excuse me. If you live in a rock, Colorado and Washington have legalized the smoking of marijuana. Now, one industry that was not expected to take a major upheaval was Girl Scout cookies. That's right. I am arguing in the most horrible but actually economically sound way that the legalization of marijuana helps the selling and the increased production of Girl Scout cookies. I'll explain. About a week ago, a girl in San Francisco decided, hey, I got Girl Scout cookies. Everyone loves Girl Scout cookies. Now, probably this is the parents' idea, saying, why don't you just sell it outside a dispensary? It's not the dumbest idea anyone's ever had. Well, this girl sold something like 70 boxes in a day. She's hung out outside a dispensary. People came in, picked up their stuff, came out, and they bought some cookies. One of the best product placements I've ever heard of. And to that girl, I say bravo. Now, here in California and in San Francisco, it's decriminalized to buy marijuana, and getting a club card is just about as easy as going to kindergarten. But in Denver, there's Girl Scouts doing it all over the dispensaries. They're hanging out outside and selling their cookies. And this is great. The Girl Scouts head department, head people, I don't even know what to call them. The head scouts. Let's call them the head scouts. They decided it would be it's not liked, but it's up to the parents. What they're saying is they think this is hysterical, and this is a great way to make money. Bravo to the Girl Scouts, man. The girls who had this idea, pure capitalists. We're all going to be working for them someday. And I got to say, as a hopeful one day entrepreneur and businessman, that is one of the best ideas I've ever heard. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We got a caller in right now, and he is known as the intellectual portion of our program. But you know what? I like Christian. He's a good guy. We got Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Christian, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, Johnny Moreno. You?
Same old, same old. You know the drill here.
Yeah, you bitch, nobody listens.
Exactly. A smart man on the other end of the line. What's up, man?
Nothing much, except I got three things to talk about real quick. First of all, when it comes down to Daniel Artest saying something about the Knicks being a trash organization just because his bro, everyone's favorite mental war patient, Meta World Peace, is about to leave the New York Knicks, I got to say, tensions are running high up there in New York City.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Knicks, this has been a disaster year for them. It's not gonna get any better. Now their whole plan is to have to woo Carmelo Anthony. And honestly, in my opinion, why would you even bring Carmelo Anthony back? I just don't get it. You're not winning now with him. Yeah, you're hoping to free up salary and get a bunch of new guys in your cap and the soft cap, which I still don't understand about the NBA. It should be a hard number cap so teams just can't get it absolutely loaded like we've seen the last few years. But I'll tell you what, I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, the Knicks are a trash organization in my mind. They haven't won a title in, what, 40-odd years? They're not very good this year. They're not going to be very good for the next coming years. So, yeah, I don't disagree with that statement at all. They are a subpar trash organization. And the Nets right now are going to take over as the best team in New York, which isn't saying much either.
I mean, domestically, they are the best team in New York, aren't they? The Nets.
Right now they are, but I think they're going to cut into the fan base too. The Knicks are kind of New York's team, but I think over time that's going to be the Nets.
Right, just like how the Clippers are cutting into the L.A. landscape and getting rid of all that Showtime popularity from the Lakers because the Lakers are trashy now.
Yeah, but here's the thing about the Lakers. They know exactly how to get good in the NBA, and it's really simple. You got to suck for 1 year, and the year they're sucking is a year that's going to be a loaded lottery, and they're going to get somebody. I mean, who knows? The Lakers should still luck into the number one pick overall. Now, could you imagine them picking up a Wiggins or a Gordon, and then adding him to Kobe Bryant? They'll be right back in the mix next year. No question about it.
I can imagine them picking Jabari Parker if he wants to get into the draft.
I'm sure they will. This lottery draft is going to be loaded. A lot of one and dones this year, and the NBA draft coming up. Absolutely.
And speaking of college players, with the NCAA tournament coming up in less than a month, who do you see on the horizon as getting like the number one seed going into the tournament for all four regions?
Well, I would have said Syracuse, but they lost today. Wichita State should get a number one seed, because they are 29-0. I gotta give them a lot of credit. Florida's going to get one. Maybe Arizona. I'd say Arizona would get one. I don't think the one seeds really matter that much. I really feel if you're a 1, 2, or 3, that's where you want to be, because the back ends of brackets are really the slack teams. I mean, there's very few top conference teams at 14 or 15, so I feel like, yeah, I know the one seed's the big honor everyone talks about and fights over that, but at the same time, I don't think it really matters. When was the last time did a one seed win the title last year? Yes, but over the long haul, the one seeds haven't been winning it.
Right, and plus, you know, if you're the one seed and you have to play that 16th seed, you know you have a better chance, a damn near dominant chance of no 16th seed upsetting you.
No, you're right, and it's a better chance. But eventually you're going to start playing the top tier talent. And so I don't know. It does, at this point in the college basketball ranks now, with the teams getting better, and now with the 1 in 16 upsets, they're possible, and there could be one this year. I know that the top 4 or 5 teams in the college basketball are very good, but they get upset. You never know; could very well happen. I could see Syracuse, Duke or Florida going down the first round, or Wichita State for that matter. Just like, I know Gonzaga got knocked out in the second round last year, but I could totally see that happening.
I can see that happening too. But another thing, and I'm going to be real quick with this, seeing the fact that we only got 5 minutes left, and I know Jerry Burke's going to kick my ass for saying that.
Well, it's okay. Don't worry about it. What's up?
About UFC 170. What were your thoughts when both Daniel Cormier in a light heavyweight debut fight for him and Rowdy Ronda Rousey in another defense for her UFC Women's Bantamweight Championship of the World beat both of their opponents, Patrick Durkin Cummins and Sarah McMahon, respectively, in first round TKOs?
Oh, I didn't watch the men's fight, but I watched the girls' fight. That chick is sexy. That's what I was the only thing coming out of my mind. And if I was her husband / significant other, I would not want to piss her off because she'd kick my ass. That's the only thing running through my mind.
either that or she'd probably break your damn arm.
No, she would snap my arm in two, most likely. I mean, that girl, she's a fighter, man. I enjoyed watching that fight. I can't believe she's 170 pounds. That was shocking.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, that shocked me pretty. I could not believe that.
I mean, it kind of makes you wonder, how the hell could she swim 35 pounds down before the fight?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably the extreme dieting that they've been doing for fighting for years, but I think there's an answer to that no one will talk about out loud.
Right, but what are your thoughts about there being a possible matchup between Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg?
Honestly, Christian, don't have a whole lot of thoughts on it at the moment. But I mean, I watch the UFC occasionally. I'm not a gigantic junkie as like you are with your show over in Kansas City, which I actually listened to the other day. It was actually pretty good, man. I listened to it on last Thursday. It was actually really good. I'll tell you what, though, I'll watch it occasionally when it's on. It's to me, I'm not gonna. I don't go out and pay for the fights, but I'm glad they're on Fox now. I just watch it on. I just kind of enjoy the fights. I'm not really into the whole analysis bit of it.
I understand, man, but all I know is in time that fight will happen, and the best thing about it is Tito Ortiz ain't there to, you know, override Cyborg's career.
No, you're right. Yeah, that is a good call, Christian. What else is on your mind, man? We got three, but less than 3 minutes left.
Well, just about nothing. I mean, I could spew out some random plug for my radio show, but, you know, not that many people around the country and around the world know about it.
Well, hey, you got a 30-second plug. Go ahead, man. 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Fever Keeps It Real every Thursday night. blogtalkradio.com/FeverKeepsItReal from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. That's it. I'm done.
Christian, hey, thanks for talking to me, man. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
No problem, Johnny.
All right.
Have fun on the show tonight, man.
Thanks, man. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. It's really cool, actually, tonight. We actually got new technology in here. We have a headset with a mic on it. That's what we're using here on the Sports by Line Radio Network to broadcast this show. Again, the phone number is 1-800-878-7529. I'm having a lot of fun with this thing. I'm actually being able to move around. I can stand up now because, if you don't know, me and Jerry, what we do when we host a show, we run the boards. So we're really into the music. We take control of the whole program. But I mean, this is way too much fun. I'm wearing a headset. I feel like I should be working at SFO doing air traffic control. We're gonna come back and do an update in about 4 or 5 minutes. Tell you the scores of top 25 hoops, what the future number one teams are gonna be looking at, and then I want to get into Major League Baseball at some point. And I really want to talk about a few of the deals that were made over the past 24 hours or so. So we'll talk about that at some point. Talk about the NFL Combine. The NFL is a 365 league. If you don't like it, tough. But the truth is, we all like it. Football was the most watched thing in America this last year. It's going to be the most watched thing in America again this year. So don't be shocked. So we'll talk about the Combine a little bit. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the highlights. I read a little bit about it. But I want to talk about day two coming up for some of you. It is day two of the combine, of the workouts. The quarterbacks, running backs, and receivers tomorrow, and a draft that is loaded with wide receivers and offensive tackles and some pretty interesting quarterbacks. So we'll talk about that. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We'll come back with an update here on Sports Overnight America.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I'm not found back in the tent. The sun's gone, the heavy light, the day's done.
And a quick RIP to the great Kurt Cobain, who died earlier this week, almost 15 years ago, with his great band Nirvana. I'm a fan of the grunge movement. We got an update here, and this update is brought to you by LiverGuard. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, and you get the word great. And you're going to get a great deal of stuff. Actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. We're going to start with the NBA. As Charlotte beat Memphis 92-89. Don't look now, but the Bobcats are a playoff team. Right? Who thought that was coming? Washington, they beat New Orleans 94-93. Atlanta beat the Knicks 107-98. Dallas beat Detroit 113-102. Indiana beat Milwaukee 110-100. Minnesota beat Utah 121-104. Sacramento beat Boston 105-98. And Golden State beat Brooklyn 93-86. And Olympic hockey, Team USA does not medal. They lost the bronze. I'm not even going to talk about that nonsense. They lost the bronze medal to the Finns today, 5-0. And the NCAA. Duke upset Syracuse 66-60. Florida beat Ole Miss 75-71. Wichita State moves to 29-0 as they beat Drake 93-54. Arizona beat Colorado 88-61. New Mexico went down. They lost to San Diego State went down. They lost to New Mexico 59-44. Louisville beat Cincinnati 11-7. Match over top 10, 25. So that's a pretty good matchup. 58-57. Close game. Kansas beat Texas 85-54. St. Louis beat George Washington 66-59. Virginia beat Notre Dame 70-49. Wisconsin beat Iowa 79-74. Iowa State beat TCU 71-60. And Kentucky beat LSU on a buzzer beater 77-76. Update was brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at LiverGard.com or of Sports Overnight America. And no, I'm not dumb, but I just, that's one of Nirvana's, I don't want to say, it's a classic song by them. It doesn't get, I think, as much respect as it should as one of Nirvana's better tracks, but I sure do enjoy it. 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number here on Sports Overnight America, broadcasting you all around the world on the Sports Byline Radio Network, and most importantly, broadcasting on Sirius XM Radio Channel 92, the Sports Zone. I want to welcome everyone for coming in. Again, this is their host on Saturday evenings, Johnny Marino. Look, I got to get to this. We're going to talk, also, I forgot about the Harbaugh nonsense. We got to talk about that. One of the stupidest articles that I've ever read in my life. Honestly, it's an article that should have been sued for slander because it's so idiotic in nature. That Jim Harbaugh would have been – the 49ers would have traded Jim Harbaugh. It gets me steamed to even get into that whole discussion. But we'll talk about that at some point. I'll probably open up next hour with that because that whole article pissed me off beyond belief. So we'll talk about that relatively soon. I want to talk about Major League Baseball really quickly. That's where we're going to start now a little bit and go into the break. As today, I remember this whole offseason – Baltimore has been getting ragged on for not doing enough to compete with the Red Sox, just won the World Series. The Yankees, quote unquote, who apparently are the best team in baseball. I still think they're not even the best team in their own division. I don't even think they're the third best team in their own division. But Baltimore strikes some gold here. They got two of the better people in free agency. They got Yubaldo Jimenez a few days ago. And don't look now, but they just signed today on a one-year, $8 million contract, Nelson Cruz. Which, in my mind, is a great deal. It's a great one-year contract and on the cheap because he's an all-star caliber talent. You got him for $8 million. And in Baltimore, I understand people have been really going after him this year. They need to add some power. Manny Machado is going to be out for a good portion of this year. Weeders hasn't been the top flight hitter that he always has been. Yeah, you got Adam Jones, who is a phenomenal center fielder and on top of your lineup guy. But they needed some pop to go along with Chris Davis. And they added the right guy in Nelson Cruz. He's a guy who can whack the hell out of the ball. He drives in a lot of runs. He was instrumental on the two Texas teams that went to the World Series. You can argue that he was, beside for Josh Hamilton and Ian Kinsler, he was the top reason why those teams went to back-to-back World Championships. But unfortunately did not win, losing to the Giants and the Cardinals. But overall, it's a great deal, great days for Baltimore as they get their guy coming back up. We only got a few minutes left here. I want to tease this coming up because who'd have thunk it? You know, Barry Bonds, for all of you who don't know Barry Bonds, pay attention. Barry Bonds is he's been somewhat blackballed from Major League Baseball. And he even said at the very end of his career he wanted to become a coach. He felt that he possessed a lot of knowledge for young hitters, which I believe he has, because what most of you won't know about Barry Bonds is the fact this guy was raised to be a major league ball player. So I want to come back and talk about what he's doing now. And I know it's crazy because he has an ego, and I know how a lot of people feel about Barry, but if there was a guy who would be possibly the best hitting coach of all time, I got to be honest, it must be Barry Bonds. he has the potential. He has that potential because of what he was able to do. He was the most feared hitter for at least 7 or 8 years in Major League Baseball, more so than Albert Pujols, because during the early 2000s, more so than Ted Williams at any point in his career, or DiMaggio, or Mantle, or Ruth. He was the most feared hitter. Regardless of steroids, whatever you want to put on it, he was the man. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. To come back, talk about Major League Baseball and another couple of signings that I thought were interesting. We'll get to the NFL at some point tonight. I want to talk about the Jim Harbaugh nonsense that really pissed me off. I don't know. We'll talk about that here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I gotta work on my game. No. Don't think of it as work. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. You know, certain directors are just awesome with putting movies, music in their movies. Quentin Tarantino is one of the best. For all you film aficionados, this was the entrance song. No, not like a virgin by Madonna. Although, that is what they're talking about at the coffee shop. Mr. Tarantino is acting and directing on that part. But no, this is the opening song to Reservoir Dogs, one of my favorite movies. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Broadcasting to you on the Sports Byline Radio Network. That's all around the world. And on Sirius XM Channel 92, the Sports Zone. I was going to get into this really, really fast because the San Francisco Giants actually have brought in – you know, the Giants are actually – I don't know. And for a lot of teams in this are like this in Major League Baseball. A lot of their great players come back and help the organization. They do jobs. You know, they stay involved. The Giants are one in particular. They have a lot of former great players that continue to assist the youth and through spring training and are very vocal and very part of the franchise. JT Snow is one that comes to mind. Will Clark is another one. They're very involved as far as hitting and fielding goes for a lot of the up-and-coming first basemen. They were very involved with Brandon Belt when he first came to the big leagues. But the Giants now have actually brought in a new hitting instructor. I would say an associate hitting instructor. I don't know what you call him. But he's back with the organization, and that would be Barry Bonds. He's been brought in to – he's back in baseball. It's 2014. Why is he doing this? Is it to suck up to the media and get into the Hall of Fame? Probably. Actually, now that I think about it, it probably is the reason why he is coming back to the game. And I'm a Barry Bonds fan. I grew up a Giants fan. I know I can hear people's eyes roll. But I'll explain. I grew up a Giants fan. I went to Junipero Serra High School, which is home of Barry, which is where Barry Bonds went to school. I understand Barry Bonds has not been one of the most liked people in Major League Baseball history. In fact, he's probably very, very far down the list. And in the sport writers' minds, they hate him. I mean, a lot of the sports writers hate him. And that's the reason why he might not ever get in the Hall of Fame. They kept Pete Rose out. They may keep Barry Bonds out. They may keep Roger Clemens out. A lot of guys in the steroid era may get kept out of baseball. Now, I'd say there's a good chunk of Barry Bonds is still going to get a lot of votes, but 75%, I don't see that happening anytime soon. But now he's back in baseball. He's working with the Giants. He's going to be a hitting instructor. I guess to just associate for some of the younger guys, be around. I like that. You know, that was kind of Will Clark's job, I think, I felt, for the Giants. But, you know, Barry obviously being one of the best hitters. Forget about home runs for a minute. 48% of Barry Bonds' hits were extra base hits for his career. And then he almost got to 3,000 hits. Now, keep in mind, through his last 7 or 8 years of his career, he was intentionally walked over 100 times a year, besides for 2005, where he only played 20-odd games due to an injured hamstring. But it's interesting that he's back in the game. And he adds a lot of knowledge. Keep in mind, he grew up with his dad playing for the Giants, Bobby Bonds, obviously. But his godfather is Willie Mays. So he grew up really listening to one of the best hitters of all time tell him how to prepare, how to play the game. Did that relationship also foster why Barry Bonds hates the media? Yes, because Willie was not necessarily treated well in the city of San Francisco. A lot of people don't know that. But Willie was not necessarily even accepted. You know, again, he was one of the first African-American athletes playing in Major League Baseball. Now, he's a little bit after the time of Jackie Robinson, but still, Willie was one of the very first. In New York, it was a little bit. I think it was more settled down because of Jackie's influence over in Brooklyn. But when he came to San Francisco, that was not the case. In fact, he got a lot of bricks thrown through his window. And the media here used to rip Willie. They used to go after him, saying, you know, he's not hitting enough home runs. And part of that was probably because they played at Candlestick. And I know when you watch football at Candlestick now, everyone's wondering, man, the weather's really nice for the 49ers. And it is. Because we get the opposite summer. We get like what's called an Indian summer. We have a beautiful August, September, October, and even November here in the Bay Area. Unfortunately, though, April to July is awful. It's windy, it's cold, it's rainy. And that, unfortunately, probably kept Willie Mays from breaking Hank Aaron's home run record, or actually probably setting it before Hank. But, you know, regardless, Barry, Willie Mays is probably the best all-around player to have ever played the game. And now, he passed that knowledge on to Barry. And I feel Barry Bonds has a wealth of knowledge to contribute to the game of baseball, as, in particular as a hitter. I mean, he was one of the best hitters, period. I know people say, "Oh, he was a home run hitter." No, he was not. He was a hitter. He would lay down bunts. He would go to the opposite field when they put the Barry Bonds shift. People do not remember this. When they used to put the shortstop and second baseman, he invented that shift. He would sit back on a fastball, drive it to left field, and get a triple on a ball that should have been a single. Or probably a ground out of third base. He did that once in a while. He was a great hitter. His whole stance was designed to slow down his hands because he had some of the fastest hands he'd ever seen. Which only reason why I say that is because his high school coaches, who I knew through Sarah, have said that on numerous occasions. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. So Barry Bonds is back in baseball after a 7 or 8 year hiatus. With the Giants, too, which is nice. But also the Yankees today, they picked up Andrew Bailey. Now, this is a shocking sign to the Yankees. Because I felt that the Yankees, their biggest problem was replacing Mariano Rivera. Yeah, people say they need to add some more bats. They did that with Ellsbury and Beltran. But their biggest problem to me was they didn't have a closer. Now, this is a low-risk, high-reward scenario. We've seen a lot of these in Major League Baseball the past few years. And I like this deal. Because Andrew Bailey with the A's was one of the best closers in baseball. But it was a few years ago. People don't remember as much. But when he went to the Red Sox, he unfortunately – let me say, I don't want to say – he got hurt a lot. And the Red Sox ended up having to let him go after his 3-year deal was up. You know, couldn't really re-sign him. But the injuries plagued him. Now, if the Yankees are expecting him to contribute in the back end of their bullpen in the late innings when they have a lead, maybe not as a closer but as a setup man, I don't like this at all, what's happening in the Yankees. Because to me, they didn't address their biggest problem. Yeah, they got Tanaka. Great. They added another starter. But they still have 3 other starters behind him who are inferior. And who knows? Tanaka is not necessarily guaranteed to be the next coming of Whitey Ford. So I don't know. I mean, what's going on with the Yankees? Yeah, people say it's business as usual, but to me, I think this is a good deal, a high risk, high reward for them. But I think they're feeling right now what their pitcher is starting to get going is that, man, we did not address this back of our bullpen situation. We got some good players, but I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of question marks heading into the season for the Yankees, and it's not been talked about by the national media. They're just too excited to talk about Tanaka and Beltran and Ellsbury. But this Yankees team, really, I mean, a lot of holes in that infield, and who knows how many games Derek Jeter's going to play. I know everyone's saying that he's retiring this year is the right time. No, he should have retired last year, the year before. He should not have played last year or this year. Because I don't know if Jeter's going to play 100 games this year. I really don't. And it's really sad because, I mean, the guy had a great career. And me and Jerry went at this on Thursday night. I told Jerry. Jerry is obviously – he's very biased when it comes to the topic of Yankees. But, you know, Jeter being what he was for the game of baseball, this is going to be a rough year for the Yankees. And if you don't believe me, look at that roster and go up and down the roster. Yeah, they're very top-heavy. Yeah, Teixeira is a great player. Yeah, Jacoby Ellsbury, great player. Solid, I'd say a good player. Solid player, not a great player. Beltran, great hitter. Clutch hitter, no doubt about that. Look at the rest of the roster, though. Yeah, they got CC and Tanaka. All right, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Past that, though, a lot of holes. A lot of holes that haven't really been talked about at all. The Yankee glit and glamour is back, but this is not a deep team at all. They're a few injuries away from, again, going down, being one of the bottom teams in the AL East. And with the Red Sox, they're going to be good. Red Sox are going to be good again this next year. I feel the Orioles are going to be a team that's going to surprise people yet again. The Blue Jays are going to be the worst team in that division. And then there's Tampa Bay, who they got David Price back. And it's going to be interesting to watch what Tampa's going to do this year, because obviously they're going to want to move Price if they're not in the playoff picture. They're going to want to get him out of town. But who knows? If they win again, maybe they can lock David Price down, although I don't see it happening with the free agency looming for him. And next year's Major League Baseball free agency, I know the hitters have been – it's very thin when you talk about the future bats. Pablo Sandoval, I think, might be the best hitter, and that's saying – and that's a cause for concern for a lot of teams. But I could see him getting a huge $100 million contract in next year's free agency. But there's two top-of-the-line pitchers who are going to hit the market, that being Matt Scherzer and David Price, Dalen Price. Scherzer said he will not talk contract talks during the season. So if nothing gets done between now and April 1st, this could be a developing story throughout the season. Because look at the Tigers. Yeah, they got Ian Kinsler. Okay, so they can move Miguel Cabrera to first base again. All right, that makes a lot of sense to me. That's where he belonged anyway. And they tried with Prince Fielder, it didn't work out. All right, they got Kinsler. That's going to be a good addition for them at the top of the order. But if they lose Scherzer, I know that they locked down Verlander. They're going to be very ordinary, very fast. And this team that's been relatively dominant in the AL Central could very well fade away very quickly. 1-800-878-7529. Also very quickly, Matt Harvey, the phenom sensation last year. He messed up his elbow. Had Tommy John surgery over the offseason. He made his first appearance throwing the baseball again. So a good sign for all you Met fans out there. Hopefully he will be back very soon. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Here with my new trusty headset. This thing is really cool. I'm having a lot of. I'm like playing with it, adjusting it, and I feel like it sounds better. I'm also able to hear myself now because, unfortunately, we couldn't use headphones. But I'm really digging this whole vibe. And also now I'm on the host mic, which I think makes me sound a lot better because God knows I need it. We're going to have an update coming at you next. And then the following hour, I'm talking NFL. I really want to talk about it. There's a lot of things to talk about. You know, Johnny Manziel, he's an interesting guy. We're going to talk about him. And also this quarterback class, which I really like, and I like it for a different reason than most. And I'm going to tease this, obviously. I like it for other reasons. I feel it's a very deep class. That's all I'm going to say. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here for Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Coming back with an update here, folks. Here on Sports Overnight America.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Well, stop and turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again.
You know, seeing Paul McCartney play this song live, one of the top 10 coolest experiences I've ever had in my life. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here with my brand new headset, broadcasting you live on the Sports Byline Radio Network, and most importantly, on Sirius XM Channel 92, the Sports Zone. We have an update coming for you, and this update is brought to you by LiverGuard. Kids, go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, and that would be the word great. And you're going to get a great deal. This stuff's going to actually prevent against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. Love that song. Very quickly, we got a caller coming in. Hold on. Do not go anywhere, caller. We go to NBA scores very quickly. The winners tonight were Charlotte over Memphis, Washington over New Orleans, Atlanta over New York, Dallas over Detroit, Indiana over Milwaukee. Minnesota got another win over Utah as Kevin Love stays put for now. Sacramento over Boston and Golden State over Brooklyn. The future San Francisco Warriors are coming back. And then Finland over the U.S. in hockey. I'm not going to talk about that. Very quick, I'll give you the college football scores as Duke beat Syracuse, Florida beat Ole Miss, Wichita State beat Drake. Great song. Arizona beat Colorado, New Mexico beat San Diego State, Louisville beat Cincinnati, Kansas beat Texas, Villanova beat St. John, St. Louis beat George Washington, Virginia beat Notre Dame, Wisconsin beat Iowa, Iowa State beat TCU, Kentucky beat LSU on a buzzer beater, great shot, Memphis beat Temple in overtime, Stanford beat UCLA, yeah, and Ohio State beat Minnesota. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard. Kids, drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, then do imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. Coming up next is the news, and we'll bring you back with more Sports Overnight America.